You're listening to Innovation for Alpha, where we explore everything at the intersection of healthcare innovation and finance. Through our discussions and interviews, we keep you informed and educated about healthcare innovations, next-level venture investing, and everything involving the combination of the two.
Hello, everyone. Tobin Arthur with Innovation for Alpha podcast, and I'm joined by my partner, Yuri Sunandi. Yuri, it's great to have you here today.
Thank you, Tobin. Glad to be with you.
Now, we haven't done this before, but I thought we'd do a little discussion just to give everybody a sense of why we're building Innovation for Alpha. So before we get into that, let's give everybody a sense of who you are. They hear me blathering on and on with some of the podcasts that we have in the can, but tell everybody a little bit about your background. Who is Yuri?
Sure. Hello, everybody. My name is Yuri Sunandi. I'm from Portland, Oregon. Lived here most of my career. Immigrated to the United States from the Philippines about the age of seven, and moved to the Pacific Northwest, largely Portland, Oregon area, around my third grade. And I was really fortunate to have grown up in the outdoors. So I grew up hunting, fishing, camping, rafting, all the things that most kids these days would probably die of. and I've managed to survive and keep all my fingers and toes along the way. And then later on, last 2 years in high school, experienced the farm life up in Battleground, Washington. Moved in with this military family and learned what it meant to work every day on the farm. So I've got a huge, deep appreciation for that. And I've really, the foundation of my work ethic really began there. And then stumbled across a really amazing mentor at the early age of 16. By the name of Chief Tom McDowell. He was the founder and creator of North Country EMS. It was advanced life support ambulance service in the southwest side of Mount St. Helens. And then he also co-founded two other agencies. So there was kind of a triple agency, Yakult Fire District 13. And then we referred to as VRT, the Volcano Rescue Team. So I was living on the farm, doing all these outdoor things, doing search and rescue. And that's sort of where my career began. And I got this crazy idea at 18 that I'm going to join the Army. And so I became a combat medic, and all the things I was doing, search and rescue and outdoors, kind of parlayed into that. And after boot camp and medic school, I got accepted to Washington State University, and also into the WSU Fire Department, which was a student resident, paid student resident program. And so a lot of the, the early training that I did. So I basically have been part of a lot of the different training cultures through the military and first responder units that I served in. And that sort of set the stage to my informal training or self-training after completing my bachelor's at Washington State into the tech industry. So in the tech industry proper, I've been in the tech industry for about 21 years now. And I've worked in a number of different capacities, from, you know, the electronic design automation realm to supporting different industries like real estate to wind energy, a little bit of fintech, cybersecurity with Symantec, and then now, of course, AngelMD.
By the way, Battleground. I don't know if you do. You know what Schutzen is? Schutzen dog training.
I think I have heard of that. Yeah.
So it's you know, kind of the training that German Shepherds traditionally have gone through. It's a German sport, obviously, but to determine which dogs are most qualified. But anyway, Battleground. I remember Battleground Washington had one of the top Schutzen training programs around, so I remember Battleground. So Yuri and I share quite a few interests in common and have been friends over the years. And over the last year or so, as we've been talking specifically, we were working on AngelMD, but our interests are really, if you distill it out, really about, I would say, innovation, right, Yuri? I mean, it's about cutting edge. It's about, you know, we use the term alpha, which is ironic because Yuri has a company called Alpha Code, his development company. But the term alpha, for people that aren't familiar, is really about, in the finance world, it's about above average, you know. Mm-hmm. Average returns are average returns. You try to find alpha, which is you try to find things in excess of the average, and then beta is the risk side. And so there's ironic, a lot of our things that we do revolve around this notion of how do you not be average? How do you excel in technology and leadership? And so it's cut across military, which Yuri and I both share in common, military tech, and out of the military, a lot of leadership and concepts mm-hmm. around leadership and cutting edge right. come about. Talk a little bit about on that. You know, you alluded to it a bit, but you spent time in the military, but post-military, you've remained in touch with that community and you've actually done some work for guys that are in that community. Just touch on that a little bit.
Sure. So, anybody that's served in any form of a branch, you develop friendships, especially if, you know, when you go through a lot of hardship, and the military is centered around putting you through hard situations. I was fortunate enough not to have been deployed. I kind of wish I remained in, but I was largely assigned to, mechanized infantry unit. And a lot of the tactical community, and this is early before all the cool attachments that you see today. This, you know, when I was in, you kind of had to duct tape stuff together to make things work. But so I've sort of I've been out for, gosh, a good 19, 20 years now, but I still keep in touch, as you know, with a lot of the guys I've served with. One of them, a few of them are still in special operations today. They've deployed to Iraq and some to Afghanistan. So I still remain in good contact with those guys. And some of the business ventures I've got in that space, through my practice, Alpha Code, I advise. It is a software company, but really the lead into, before it gets into software development, is strategic advisory, which is how we started our conversation. And so I typically start at the advisory level. So there's a company, it's a lot more in law enforcement, but there's a company down in Southern California, Tricell USA. Charles Joe is a former LAPD SWAT guy. So I've been advising him for about a year and a half, almost 2 years now, since his retirement. And so my team is basically helping him with a lot of the branding and his go-to market strategy with e-commerce and merch and how to navigate the new economy, you know, today post COVID.
I'm glad you brought that up, the fact that you lead with advisory and consulting, because for those of you who don't know Yuri, one of the really unique things is that he is a terrific technologist for sure, but it's that ability to bridge the business strategy with technology that makes him so unique. And so you're going to see that in the shows that we produce. And I'm excited to showcase that aspect of Yuri, because he will identify cutting edge and interesting tech. He can evaluate it, criticize it, but he's also going to do so in the vein of, is this going to get, you know, us from here to there? Yuri, one of the things we're talking about is the innovation for Alpha isn't about you and I necessarily. We'll do some of our own shows and interviews and things of that sort. We've got three shows currently focused largely on healthcare, family offices, investing, but we are expanding outwards with this media business. We just alluded to one of the branches. We're going to be covering military tech and tactical and first responder oriented things. Again, the focus being on innovation. What's at the cutting edge of these spaces that will help first responders and our military to more effectively do their jobs? But there's other areas, you know, why don't you talk about some of the other areas that we find interesting and where we are actively looking for hosts for those shows or co-hosts to work with us on those shows.
Yes. And so, and thank you for the compliment, by the way, Tobin. One of the things that I really enjoy is really in my advisory role is really helping other owners and entrepreneurs. In fact, my personal mission is to build an elite force of entrepreneurs. And what a great place to start with Innovation for Alpha and all things and all the healthcare startups that are running through the Angel MD network. But one of the things that I find fascinating about what we do is connecting the dots that most would just kind of pass by. But case in point with Tricell, he's got an amazing infrastructure down there at Route 66 Shoot Park. It's this 100-acre shoot park. And then we've got this really cool brand, Tricell USA, where they're doing a lot of law enforcement, armed forces, like hostage rescues, CQB type training, that's more urban. And then I've got another customer client, Pacific Echelon. They've got a really forward thinking, private armed security service here in Portland, Oregon. As many of you may or may not know, Portland's going through a number of, different, challenges when it comes to security, but
it's a very polite way of putting it.
Yes. So his business, you know, a lot of these, real estate owner operators, you know, they've contracted him out to, patrol his area. And so we're converging, you know, I've introduced these two fellows together, and they're in talks about how to apply some of that, training framework into his growing enterprise. And then on the IoT side, completely different. I've been advising this friend of mine, Dr. Jason Ngo, for over a better part of 9-10 years now. And he's one of the, you know, four leaders and thought leaders in the smart city movement in terms of the industrial Internet of Things. He's got a company called SDplex based out of South Korea. And we're parlaying that edge multi-protocol edge gateway device into the security aspect of things. And Pacific Echelon is then taking that and using it as proactive smart surveillance. And so those are some of the really cool, perimeter security solutions that we're working with.
You know, if we renamed this program, we could call it Connect the Dots, you know, because yes, that's really what you and I enjoy doing. And it's not just connecting the dots for the sake of connecting the dots. Yes, we like to introduce people to one another, but there's always a method to the madness or a purpose behind that, which is the belief that 1 + 1 = 3. If we put the right people together, they can be better together. In fact, you came up with the moniker for AngelMD, which is innovation is social. And I think what to me cuts across all of these different shows that we're working to orchestrate and produce,
right,
whether it's military, whether it's healthcare, whether it's sports and entertainment, energy, transportation, the thing that cuts across them all is, yeah, we want to entertain. We want people to find some things, some interesting things. So there's an entertainment element for sure. But it's also, how do we help people to get smarter, whether they're an investor and they're looking for interesting alternative investments, if they're an entrepreneur and they're looking for ways to better tell their story, or for other entrepreneurs that maybe they should be partnering with. It could be a whole number of things. Those are just a couple of small examples, but it really is about connecting the dots more efficiently. We've got some fun things in store. Yuri's kind of alluded to a little bit of it, but we actually expect this not just to be a series of podcast shows, but to be a series of adventures where we're putting together programs and we're cross-pollinating our audiences to go on tactical events together and or hunting and fishing and any number of things that we'll be covering. So I'm excited about the shows ahead. I think the ask, Yuri, from you and I to the audience is, number one, we're looking for feedback as we produce these shows. We're looking for people to say, hey, too long, too short, try this, be great to do this. I mean, we take advice and feedback from the folks like Gary Vaynerchuk and others who are constantly testing new ideas, and we love that. We want that from our audience. And I think the other is looking for guys who say, hey, I've got this cool idea for a show on innovation in this particular area. Well, what we have is the infrastructure to help folks produce the show so they can just do what they enjoy. You know, get guests, do interviews. We'll take care of the rest in terms of producing and promoting.
Absolutely, Tony.
So, Yuri, let's end it there. Let's keep it short and sweet. It's Friday afternoon when we're recording this, but more to come. We're going to have some fun. And you know, again, the show's not about Yuri and I. We're just the facilitators. We're going to be pulling on some very cool guests and peppering them with questions and getting out of the way. And we hope everybody enjoys. But Yuri, thanks for jumping on and getting everybody start to be familiar with you.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks.
See you again soon for the next episode of Innovation for Alpha. Make sure to go to Innovation for Alpha for access to prior episode links, show notes, and other valuable resources. This show is for entertainment purposes only. Before making any investment decisions, please consult with a professional. This show is copyrighted by Angel Indie Media, and written permission must be granted before syndication or rebroadcasting.